appreciate you being here. Obviously, a disappointing way to play our last game of the season. I mean, you know, certainly always this team has always found a way to keep fighting, to keep battling all the way to the end. But things that we really thought we would emphasize and get results of during the bowl game were areas that always show up in bowl games, right? Were turnovers, special teams, penalties, which are a result of discipline. Obviously, a slow start for us, but a real good second quarter and a good start to the third quarter. The middle eight was really good. The block punt was certainly a game changer. And then found ourselves fighting our way back, but not enough at the end. That being said, questions?
Mario.
I thought he played hard and he did a lot of really good things. You know, he'd love to have that one interception back, right? That was a cloudy look and had some pressure, but he really made some explosive plays. He found his way out of the pocket too when that pocket collapsed a little bit. Made some really good throws, some other he'd like to have back against a team that's, you know, a top 10 defense, particularly in the passing game. So I just really proud of him. I thought he played a good game.
Mark Butcher went out of the game early, and then Wesley, I think, in the start of the fourth quarter. Do you have any updates on their status, how they're doing?
Mark hurt his foot. They took x-rays. The x-rays were negative, but there's certainly something else going on there. And then Wesley sustained an upper body injury. I think we'll have more information in a little bit. Both those guys played really well. Obviously, Restrepo has done a really good job all year. Made some big catches today as well. You know, we're hoping to get that one right before the half. But always plays hard, always throws his body around, and he's just a very reliable yet explosive player, you know. He did a really good job today, and certainly he'd trade any record for the win. Isaiah Horton continues to develop. We felt that towards the end of the year he was developing into that guy that could split time as a starter. And he showed why today. You know, he made some really good plays, some real tightrope sideline plays, and he's a guy that's going forward. We're counting on to do a lot of big things.
So it looked like that your defense struggled with their run game a little bit. When your guys are struggling like that, is there anything you as a coaching staff do schematically to help them out, or does it fall on the players to kind of figure it out on their own?
Well, it falls on everybody. Schematically, you want to do everything possible to give yourself a chance, right? Your run fits. And I thought they did a really good job of hanging in their double teams, the back pressing the hole, inviting that Mike linebacker, and then, you know, spitting that thing out and bouncing it a couple of times, forcing the safety to make a play a couple times. I felt that he baited those guys inside and broke it, and we lost contain, and he got outside. And other times, he just ran through tackles. You know, there were times we didn't tackle well, particularly early in the football game. So, really good running backs, I should say. Their offensive line did a really good job. Got to give them credit, you know, as opposed to just saying that we could have done better. Got to give them credit. And obviously we have to improve. We've done better. Schematically, you start mixing it up. We played everything. We did bear. We brought some mic plugs, will plugs, outside pressure, inside pressure, cross blitzes. At times we got home and made some plays, and other times, you know, they got us for some chunk plays.
All right, obviously, this is a big win for Rutgers. You know Greg Schiano pretty well. What do you see from this team with the number of players it has coming back? And maybe what's the ceiling for the other team?
Good football team. Good football team. They play hard. They play physical. They play disciplined.
Mario, overall, you mentioned that block punt. What do you think is today in terms of the momentum for them overall itself?
Well, it changed the momentum, for sure. I mean, they're in overload. We see it, so we're trying to get that ball off quick. But the snap was high, and the punter's a little bit discombobulated. And the guy snuck underneath the shield on the backside of it. So he couldn't get in his normal rhythm that he does because of the snap. So, and obviously a block and a touchdown at the same time. That's massive, massive in terms of momentum in the game.
Mario, obviously the game just ended, you know, a couple minutes ago. It might be harder to kind of take a bigger picture look at things, but just what do you think this game means to the team and the team going forward? Obviously, everyone talks about how a win can kind of vault a team into next year. obviously you don't want a loss to drag your team down going to next year. So how do you guys kind of look at this game and the big picture of things?
You look at it with honesty. You look at it with reality that there's so many good things that we have done throughout the season that show progress, and yet we find ourselves showing a lack of discipline in crunch time, right? And a special team's blundering, and you know, turnover on downs is a turnover, you know? So those are things that you have to just attack collectively as a group, as an organization, coaches, players, everybody. There's no pointing fingers in there. When you win together, when you lose together. The one thing that this team has put on tape all year long, every single game, up by a bunch, down by a bunch, every single game ended up being a tight game, and this team battled. So our DNA in that sense has improved a bunch. We know how to compete. Now we've got to compete and combine better execution and discipline and coaching to go with
it. Coach, you mentioned some of the mistakes. How much is that sometimes a product of having to incorporate a lot of new guys who are playing extensive time for the first time this year?
Mm-hmm. Well, they're going to have to cut their teeth. They're going to have to, you know, learn from some of the things that come with playing. But I think the entire country is facing that, you know, and the last thing I like to do is to go back in and say, hey, you know, it's your first time. It's okay. I think when you play new players, that's an unspoken, just kind of, you know, it's going to happen. You just keep finding ways to encourage them, to give them opportunities to get better, to keep pushing them and help them with information to help them just have a better performance throughout the game. And so, but it's painful. It hurts. I know it hurts them. They wanted this win. They wanted it badly. We prepared hard. We prepared well. And some things showed up today and other things didn't. So I think when we talk about, but we've taken the route of, we knew we had to enhance the roster. We were going to play a lot of young players. So if it comes with it, well, we just got to coach them up better, teach them better, and get guys that are doing it the right way the whole time.
Mario, you mentioned the penalties. There was a lot of them. Some late hits, a bunch of stuff. Seemed like a chippy game from our vantage point. Would you agree with that? And why do you think
it did? It did. It got there. I mean, it's, you know, your last chance. It's we're in a really strange dynamic in college football, right? No one really knows what roster is going to look like what following all these bowl games. So guys don't know if they're going to be at one place or going to be at another. So there's some things that, I don't know, it's just a different dynamic, and everyone's trying to play their best and trying to play hard, and there's a lot going on. So, and sometimes you know, you go over that line, and there's no excuse for it. You're really, it's not winning football, and both teams had their share. I think they had 6 penalties, we had 5 penalties, and both teams could have avoided a bunch. Obviously, I got to focus on our team avoiding those because they're selfish, you know, and got to play guys that don't do that, or find guys that don't do that, because that's the fastest way to hurt your team.
Coach, you mentioned the fight in your team at the end there. What's the value of, as you look to the offseason, knowing, getting that late touchdown, getting the onside kick, and pushing through to the end there in this game?
No, it's just never over till it's over. And all these, I mean, bowl games are, in essence, like rivalry games, right? You're never all the way finished with it when you're ahead, and you're never all the way out of it when you're behind. And at the end of the day, we had the ball with 2 timeouts and the ability to get 4 or 5 plays. Was hoping to save those time, you know, use one on a chunk play, use another one on a chunk play, and hopefully get two shots at the end zone. But gave ourselves a chance, you know, just by battling, just by everybody doing their job, you know. And when we don't do our job, sometimes we jump out of a gap, sometimes we miss a block, sometimes we hold, sometimes we overstep. We try to make a play instead of doing our job, and that's usually when we've hurt ourselves. So a lot of value in battling. If our team continues to grow in the sense of being more competitive, in the sense of always battling and just continue to improve on that, we'll be a good football team. We got work to do.
Mario, Ruben Bain, end of the game, I think 7 tackles, 3 tackles for a loss. Obviously, he came in as a very talented guy. How have you seen him grow throughout the year? Just where do you think he's headed in the next year or two of his college career?
It means the world to him. That's what it is. He's really talented, but he plays really, really hard, and it means the world to him. And you need a bunch more guys like Ruben Bain.
Good evening. That was Coach Mario Cristobal after the 31-24 loss to Rutgers at Yankee Stadium this afternoon. I'm going to give you my take on the game. Like I said, you could not have played a worse first quarter. But yet, I like the way that we battled in the second. I looked at a couple things which I didn't like going into this ballgame. I felt The thing I really felt we did not do, and I looked at from the block punt on, I look in the second half. They just absolutely manhandle us in the first quarter. 110-8. Okay. 110-8. Second quarter we turned it around a little bit. But basically, we showed some fight in the middle two quarters. You know, Rutgers hurt themselves with penalties there. We took advantage of that, and then Ja'Curry finishes it off with the TD there. But then I felt, the one that really, another play that we didn't look at was the X touchdown that they called back. They say his butt cheeks were out of bounds when he caught it, and I found that baloney. But, I mean, it was overturned. They overturned the play very quickly, some would add. Mrs. Isaiah there, then the field goal by Andy to end the half, down 14-10. You figure, okay, we're going to turn this game. We're going to do something there. We're going to make a play third quarter. Then you turn it around the third. Come out of the gate, get the TD, get the lead. And we did a good job up to the seventh. And all of a sudden, I really felt the block punt really absolutely hurt us there. That was the one. That turned the momentum, as Coach said. We go basically a three and out there. Figure we don't get the first down. I mean, Henry doesn't get the first down on the short pass from Ja'Curry. I think we looked out of sync on the block punt. We had a missed assignment. It was a blown assignment. And they made us pay for that. And I think that turned the momentum. And we really, I don't think, ever recovered from it. So I'm going to look at since the block punt, I think since the block, we went three and out. We went another three, and we went another three and out. We had three, and then the fourth and two to start the fourth. And then we had three and out. But then the Rutgers gets, and then they kill, then that long drive, 11, they cut it, they go to 28-17 on the TD on the tush push there. But then we had another three and out there. Where we had the first down, to Ja'Colby for 12. Ja'Colby hurt us today with penalties. Two bonehead penalties. You can't hurt yourself with stupid penalties. You cannot do that and expect to win. But then look at that drive at 9:47. They got the field goal, but they took over 6 minutes off that clock. That was demoralizing. The guy that killed us was Brown, as much more so with Manung guy. You knew he was going to get his yards, but Sam Brown was the guy that really hurt us today with his running. And then after that, we come back there. We get the TD. We get the onside. Andy recovers that. Ja'Curry recovered that. He had two timeouts. I really felt we should have gone down the middle. Maybe hit a chunk play there and take one of those two timeouts. We didn't do that. We stayed to the sideline. Try to preserve the clock. Maybe take a shot. I think at one point you maybe take a shot at the end zone. Which you have those two timeouts. We didn't do that either. Basically, the bottom line was, we didn't get it done. I looked at the drive chart. I mean, in the second half. I mean, in the first and fourth quarters. Think about this. Rutgers went for 110-8. 110-8 in the first quarter. That is inexcusable, people. That is inexcusable, folks. When you look at the first downs, they looked 22-17. Rutgers went 208. We only got held to 130 yards rushing today on 32 attempts. Ja'Curry, 20-31, 181. Due to a touchdown pass, and he had another rushing. Rutgers ran 60 plays today to 63 for us. 6 penalties, 58 yards, 5 for 45. We did not set. Rutgers had 2 sacks today. We did not have a sack. I mean, I don't think Ja'Cory was sacked. No, they got to Ja'Cory twice, and we did not get to Wimsatt at all today. That was a major problem. Ja'Cory was sacked twice. We did not get to Wimsatt. He only had 84 yards passing, but where he hurt us, but he only had 9 yards. We did a good job against Wimsatt, but the Manung guy was going to get his yards. 163 yards, 25 carries. He was their workhorse. We knew that going in. But the one that really, I think, hurt us in big moments, especially on that drive where they got the field goal, was Brown. Brown was the guy that really hurt us. That was the guy that hurt us. He had 38 yards, but he had very, very, very big runs, kept moving the sticks. He was their physical back today. I mean, X had almost 100 yards today in the touchdown. Basically, their defense pushed us around today. Their defense pushed us around today. I mean, there's no other way you could say it. The first time they've ever beaten us, he had a seventh run. Manangai had a 700-yard game of the season, by the way. He went 163, like I said, today. I have to look at a couple things. And they held on because we just didn't do what we had to do. I mean, then what they did, we go 4th-and-2. They took 7 minutes off that clock when we don't convert on 4th-and-2. That hurt us. Now I'm going to look at the report card. And folks, it is ugly. Okay. Number one, I feel that the offense, for the most part, I'm going to give it like a C minus. It has some bright moments with X, but aside from that, we did not convert the big moments when we had to convert, and we didn't do that today. When you look at 4th down, on 3rd down conversions, 5 for 12, 4 for 12, 1 for 3. They were 1 for 1. That was pushed there, but they converted. Both teams converted their chances in the red zone with scores. Time of possession, Rutgers held the ball for 34 minutes to us, 26, roughly. But it was the big spots. It was the big spots. We lose the turnover battle. I mean, you cannot. We turned the ball. We got the INT, which he had that back. So a C minus for the offense. Defense, I gotta give a D minus. I can be borderline F. I mean, we did not stop Manungai, and I felt the keys going into this game, we had to stop Manungai. We could not let Manungai have a field day against us. But they kept running to the outside. We made no adjustments there. It was just completely poor performance by the defense today. Their offensive line pushed us around today, and they were very physical, and we got tired, and they just pushed us around. Special teams, I got to give a D. The block punt, the missed assignment on the blocks, on the special team on the block punt. I mean, nobody picked up an assignment. That was a blown assignment, so I got to give about an F on that. Actually, I'll give a D, maybe, on that. Won't go F on that one. That's my take on the loss in the pinstripe today. Where do we go from here? Well, I'm going to talk about that. My final end-of-season podcast / Twitter space will be on Tuesday night. We'll record at 8 o'clock Eastern time. If you're on Twitter, we will have that space at 8 p.m. Eastern time on Tuesday night. One final look at the season and where we go from here. So that's my take on the Pinstripe Bowl. Congratulations to Rutgers. They deserve to win this ball game today. And I'll see you on Tuesday night, January 2nd, 2024, to call a wrap to the season and put a bow on the 2023 season. Win or lose, go Canes.